You are an idol worshiper when you remain in forms. Leave its form and look at the reality.
Do you dare to forget this? Let me tell you another three verses and that's it. Okay? So these last verses, remember them. The main thing is this, that you will be idol worshiper if you stick to the form. Leave the form and look in the meaning of it. Means even looking at my book, you will be idol worshiper if you look at this and read the form of this. Let go of the form, the meaning. Let go of the form of yourself. It doesn't matter how you are or who are you now. Let go of this. The meaning of you. What's the meaning of you? Have you ever thought of that? You tell me. What is the meaning of you? See, this is obligatory. I know I look very heartless when I point at you and say tell, but this is what he was talking about. That knock the door of the meaning, it will be open to you. So you have to knock the door. How? To think about your meaning. If you don't know your meaning, you want to know the meaning of this? Your meaning is important. What is for? And what is your meaning? That's a good item. She needs maybe some help. Do you know what's your meaning? And if you don't think about your meaning, what the hell are you thinking about? Really? Let me tell you something about meaning. Do you know the meaning of this?
To help you see.
What?
To help you see.
Help me see. Means its meaning, it's not in it. If there is no me, then this is hanging between earth and moon, just like that. And an alien will look at it. What is this? This is a thing that exists. Yes, chemically, all these are some stuff with transparency, and these are without transparency, but flexibility. You can talk about the chemical stuff, but you cannot say that this is a reading glass. For this to be reading glass,
needs you.
Needs reading.
Reading and a reader.
And a reader, and a lot. That's the first point. I hope you could remember. Make another example. Maybe my reading glasses is not good for you. Make another one to remember always that the meaning could never be in the thing. The meaning is always outside. So when you want to think about your meaning, don't look inside. Inside there is no meaning. At the end of the day, if we are not here, you are a stuff. Yes, chemically you could say, okay, it's a complicated machine, but what? The meaning is outside. It's your relationship with outside of you. And you use for outside of you. One of the meanings, maybe you think about yourself as a woman. Okay, and if I'm the magician and I just did this and the men will disappear, then are you a woman? No. That meaning of the womanhood is in men, which are different than you, right? Ghayr. That ghayrat, the different, the other one is that. So You have relationships outside. Of course, you could relate to some of these icebergs. You relate, and okay, we could talk about your relationship and the meaning of the iceberg in you, you for the iceberg, but it doesn't make that much of sense when it comes to the people. You are one part of humanity. The relationship of this part of humanity with other parts of humanity is your human meaning. That's what you should learn. Without breaking this jar when you're in you, you have no meaning. Then you have, but you don't know it because you're not looking at it. This opening the door of the meaning which should open to you is the jar you're hiding in it. And you made it, the idol. When you break that, then you relate to outside. Then you understand your meaning is how you treat other people. If you treat other people with a lot of kindness, then your meaning is, then you are kind. The meaning is outside, you are kind. If you treat other people with jealousy, you are a jealous person. You are not kind. You cannot bring in that I'm kind with myself. I love myself, so what? Because that's not the meaning. That's what's in this stuff. We're not talking about the stuff, the meaning. The meaning is when you look up, you will understand it.
If you are a man for the pilgrimage, seek a pilgrimage as your companion.
The first thing is, yes, I know you want to do it alone. That's the attitude of the animal over there, you see? Me! This is somewhere we're going. We're going to Hajj. Means you're going to see Hajj. This path, if you want to walk this path, you're a fellow traveler. Because without that, yes? When I said find a traveler, what did you think of? The first thing is who? Who did?
Whether he be a Hindu or a Turkoman or an Arab. Do not look at his figure and color, look at his purpose and intention.
You see? Because looking at him, again you could do the same mistake. Taking the form. Don't look at the form of the fellow traveler. Doesn't matter. The direction is what we are talking about. Yes?
If he is black, he is in accord with you. Call him white, for his complexion is the same as yours.
So, put it in a nutshell. If you believe in form, you remain a form. Try to break this form. Then you will understand your meaning. This breaking stuff is a long path, and you need someone to travel with you. This fellow traveler, don't look at him if he looks like you or not. How does he look doesn't matter. There is only the way to go. If he is a fellow traveler and he's black, you call him, you believe in him that he's white, because the trip is the goal. Could you remember all this? You have to. Now, read it.
The story has been told up and down.
This story
has been told up and down, like the thoughts of lovers, without foot or head. It has no head, inasmuch as it existed before eternity.